Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Office of a pastor. Because sometimes the idea of a pastor that we have is the pastor that we have seen in times past. Maybe you were a church member somewhere, and you had a pastor over you. Or maybe you attend a church somewhere, and you see how the church does his things and the pastor does his things. So in your mind, you form a picture of who a pastor is and what a pastor must do. Some of us too, we are looking at the office of the pastor by what we are seeing presently, currently. But I believe that the Church of the Living God must move forward. And all of us must come to a certain rich understanding, not from past experiences, not from present experiences, but from the mind of God as to how he wants his leadership in the church to be. So we are going to read from Apostle Paul. We will start with Apostle Paul. I love Apostle Paul. Because, you see, he never pastored any church anywhere. But God used him to organize his church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of all the ministries that the Bible talks about, Paul never became or never was a pastor. But God gave him revelation and understanding as to how he wants his church to run. Then we will go to the Old Testament briefly, and then we will put Jesus and what he said in the center of today's presentation, and we will end up with Apostle Paul. So in talking about the office of the pastor, let us start with 1 Corinthians chapter 12, reading from verse 28. And God has appointed these in the church: first, apostles; second, prophets; third, teachers; after that, miracles; then gifts of healings, health, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have the gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Certainly the answer to all of these things, all of these various questions, is no. Not all our apostles, not all our prophets, not all our teachers. You know, these three ministry gifts, apostle, prophet, and teacher, is mentioned by its categorical name. But the office of the evangelist and the pastor is also there. The Holy Spirit, through the apostle, mentions them by their functional names. The Bible says that God has set this fivefold ministry in the church. Apart from the three that are mentioned clearly, and we know, apostle, prophet, teacher, we have the office of the evangelist also mentioned. So you come across these two gifts, gifts of miracles and gifts of healings. They belong to the office of the evangelist when he is functioning. And then we have the office of the pastor. He is symbolized by three gifts. Helps, administrations, and varieties of tongues. So in understanding the office of a pastor, you must look at these three gifts, giftings that goes with it. He is a helper of the saints. He is somebody who comes in when you are needing help. The gift of helping people to come out of their difficulties and troubles belong to the office of the pastor. Now don't underestimate that gift. Because there is an understanding of helps that the Bible gives it, or gives us, right in the first kingdom era when Eve was made a help meet for Adam. Eve was never inferior to Adam. And currently, the Holy Spirit takes on this ministry of helps to the believers. The second thing I want to talk to you about is administrations. Administration is a very long word. Most long words are English words if you go to their etymology, the way that they were constructed or they came about. They are an amalgamation of different English words. They put them all together and then you have almost all long words are like that. Administration simply is talking about the gift of government. Government. That is the pastor who has the ability to govern a whole lot of ministries. They are added to him and he governs them because the church is supposed to be a congregation of ministries.
Now, so for Nick Matsumkoin there, Obu in Zama, Osha there in Zama Botoye, it was an Asoro, Nemu, Emba, Wofi, and Bianca, Achata Sukwa, or what Asoro Ashen is there, or Bosha, not where would the Mizamay Nara, not what
the Etu. So the pastor has a responsibility of adding all the ministries together and governing it. That is a very big thing. I tell you, that is not an easy responsibility. Various ministries that has to be administered. Or that has to be governed. That is where we have to pray for our pastors. Because God has granted to various people various ministries. But they should all be put together. That forms the church. So the church is not a ministry. The church is many ministries or many people with giftings put together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That should tell us that if we are looking at how our churches are going to be powerful and strong, we need to pray a certain way for the government of the church, that various ministries can be put together under one leadership. So that it will not mean that if you have a gifting, then go and start your own church.
If
you are anointed, then go and start your own thing. Ladies and gentlemen, God has a certain picture for the church. And He is preparing us to be able to meet that demand He is placing on the church of Laodicea, the Last Day Church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the last gifting I want to talk about is the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. This one is talking about various individuals talking different languages. The pastor having the gift of diverse kinds of tongues means that the pastor has the grace to accommodate every language. In fact, the pastor is to even be able to understand interracial, allow me to use that word, languages. When I talk about languages, there is a gift of tongues, an interpretation of tongues, which is a gift. I understand that. But beyond that, I want you to understand that there is a reason for that gift in the church. In the Bible, language is talking about culture. Individual cultures. Individual upbringing. Individual exposures in life. If the pastor cannot speak diverse kinds of tongues, he is going to scatter the people and not really have church. the way God wants us to have church. Ladies and gentlemen, going forward, the church of the Lord is to have diverse opinions, diverse cultures. That is where our strength is. That is what makes up the body of Christ. That is where we are able to forge forward and affect our institutions. If we only speak one language and we are not multilocalist, what is going to happen is that we are going to scatter our strength. We are going to scatter our efforts. We cannot even entertain other people into our midst. But the world is globalizing. The world is coming together, ladies and gentlemen, and we have to prepare ourselves as the church with diverse kinds of cultures and language and perspectives, harnessing and harvesting all of these things together and directing it to a target for the effect of God to come about. This one, it comes by God's own preparation. That is why God said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not be able to stand against it. It's not a human being who can build such a complex structure that God aims at building. Are you a simple person? Is God a simple person? Not at all. He is a very complex person. Whatever he does, you may think it is simple. Break it down, you will see that it is a whole lot of things that are amalgamated together, and that is functioning, and that is how he wants his church to be.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
All of us branch pastors, we must be ready for that. Speaking all sorts of language, accommodating all sorts of people, all sorts of ideas, being easy to be entreated, easy to be appealed to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 3. Let's go quickly to the Old Testament from the Apostle Paul. Jeremiah chapter 3 and then verse 15. This scripture is a New Testament one. Although it is fulfilled in Israel even today. He says, and I will give you, that's Jeremiah 3:15, and I'll give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. God talks about shepherds according to his heart. He's talking about shepherds who are in one accord with his heart. Because they are according to his heart. They are a reflection of his heart. They are in unity, in synchronization with the heart of God. He is talking about Israel. After your scattering, when I'm bringing you together, I will do that. Anytime God wants to bring people together, he wants to give them leadership which is in accord with the heart of God. One such person, very remarkable example of that shepherd, is King Saul, King David, I should say. The Bible says that he was a man after God's heart. In other words, his heart, it was in agreement with God's heart. It was like God's heart. And that phrase after God's heart is used so that it will differentiate between the heart that Saul had and then the heart that King Saul had and then the heart that God found was in synchronization with his heart. So he describes David and he says that, look, I've rejected Saul. This Saul was not even seeking God. But I have found me a son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who is according to my heart, who is in one accord with my heart. We are playing the same chord. We are in unity.
Now, Yeshua. Oye ohin so nyame po o sande na na koma na ekwa na ofa de onye za nyame hwehwe na nyame kede ma po na menya obi a onna ame nyame ne na koma yepe oye Jesse David o sande na David na koma za oto hwehwe oye Ebraze na koma do aze the marenti na nyame na onu mo na koma bo oye azoko ma esosunya bem sense na nyame opo so na ofa David de onu obeze him.
One of the prayers we need to pray for our pastors is that, Lord, synchronize them with you. Or I should say, synchronize them with your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because David was so remarkable that God longs that in his future kingdom era, he is going to raise up David to be a shepherd over his people, so to speak, to rule actually with him. What is God's heart? What is God's heart? It's talking about what God really wants now. Because during the time of Saul, they knew what God wanted, you know, that you sacrifice animals to him and things like that. Saul never was a man who was in synchronization with God's heart. That when he told him, go and kill all the Amalekites, he says, look, what we do is that we save them and we come and offer them a sacrifice to you. Have you forgotten? You enacted that law. You know, that we should offer sacrifices. When David came, he canceled the majority of those things. And David said that, look, it's not burnt offerings and sacrifices that God wants. It's not bullocks that you are slaughtering and blood that you are pouring. He built what we call the tabernacle of Moses and of David. And then he put in praise singers. And he said that, look, there is something higher than what we are doing. This was the heart of God. This was a man who understood where God was taking Israel or his church to. And this was a man who put in structures after the structures that we are enjoying now in the New Testament. Say that God describes the New Testament church as the raised up tabernacle of David, where all the priests, he put people there and they were worshiping God 24/7. Levites were all over the place. They were giving praises to God. He himself would do it. Hallelujah. He went, he was a prophet, priest, and king, just like our Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to teach us, I'm trying to tell us that it is not a matter of following certain formulas for the church of the Lord to do well. You see, that is why we need to pray for our pastors. That is why we need to appreciate our pastors, because the heavy burden is on them to buy into the heart of God and to bring it about, even if it is not the done thing today, that it shall be done, because he said it will come about that when these things are fulfilled, that nobody is going to point to the Ark of the Covenant. If you read that scripture in verse 16, it says that it shall come to pass. Let's have verse 16 quickly. Let's finish verse 15. It says that they are going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. What knowledge and understanding is God talking about? Is he talking about knowledge that you can find on when you Google? No, that is not what he's talking about. He is talking about knowledge of his heart. That those of us who are pastors should buy into and feed the people of God with. The result is verse 16. Then it shall come to pass. Can we all say it shall come to pass? When you are multiplied and increased in the land in those days, that they shall say the Ark of the Covenant no more. Says that they are going to put aside all the physical, the traditional things, no more. Because now they are looking at the heart of God. And that is what they are feeding the flock with. Where God wants the church to go. There are grounds we have conquered. Are there other grounds that we should take? How do we go about it? We certainly have to prepare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we have to pray aright. And we have to expect right. Look at Matthew chapter 24. Let's put Jesus in the center. We will read from verse 45. Matthew 24, verse 45. Jesus is speaking. And he says, who is a faithful and wise servant? Please underline faithful and wise. Whom his master made ruler over his household, or gave him government. His household is talking about his church. To give them food. To give them food. To feed them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To feed them in due season.
One name bring.
That the Bible says that to anoint them. No. The anointing is in the food. Does it say to pray for them? No, it is all in the food. It is all in the feeding. Next week, if God give me the chance, I will teach you about how to hear or listen. Because it is all in the food. That if you feed them, you would have done your part. Hallelujah.
Amen. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.